Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to reflect on a reading from Luke chapter 17, verse 7 through 10. So as I read this gospel, I'm just gonna go ahead and just reflect. So if you're in your car, if you're in the kitchen, if you are at home, whatever you're doing, let's just ask Jesus to give us new ears, new eyes, to just listen to what he is saying in this gospel for us to hear it in a new way this morning. So it says, Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obligated to do.'" So this gospel is really confusing because Jesus is basically saying, as a servant who plows and tends sheep and he's in the field and he comes back, very, very rare does his master say, "Come, sit at the table, eat and drink, and let me serve you." Because as a servant, we're supposed to serve our master. But what Jesus is saying is, it's kind of this upside down kingdom. And so as a king, the king is ahead of a region or a country, whatever it may be. And as he's leading it, he wants his servants to serve him. That's what a king is known for. But Jesus created this upside down kingdom because when he came, he actually served. He didn't come to be served. So when Jesus says, "Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you." So Jesus actually sees us as this intimate, like, brother and sister. He actually sees us. He wants to walk with us. He wants to serve with us. We're serving him. He's serving us. It's this relationship rather than this one-sided thing where we only serve Jesus. So Jesus's nature is good. I don't know if you've ever thought about Jesus, but when you think of a person, you think of all the qualities that he has. And Jesus's qualities are all good. I don't look at Jesus and say, like, he's mean or he's unfaithful or he's untruthful. When I look at Jesus, I say, he's a protector. He's a guider. He wants to come in close. He actually likes me. He's kind. He's nice. He's willing to go over and beyond to pursue me. He's a pursuer. And so in this gospel, though, it's different because he's just really pointing out, actually, he's a king. There's something different about him. When he came on this earth, there was something different about Jesus. Whether it was in Jesus's eyes or whether it was how Jesus talked to his apostles, there was something different about him. And so, yes, we are supposed to serve Jesus. Yes, it is our duty and our right, and it is just to serve Jesus. But when we do so, we receive so much in return. Rather than a normal master who we give, very rare would he give us so much abundance in return. And so I want to take a time, how have we looked at Jesus? How have we served Jesus? And let's actually, like, just take a moment and wait on the Lord and wait till we hear a response from him. What has Jesus given back to us? When we serve him, what may be fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, kindness, patience, what has he given us to return? Because he's a giver. So when we give, he gives right back. So let's ask Jesus how he's been faithful to us this week. What gifts has he given us? So let's take a couple seconds and we will reflect on what he's given us. Yeah, so as I was reflecting, I couldn't help but think, when I work, so when I wake up and I go to work, before I go to work, I actually have an opportunity to talk to Jesus. And I look at my day and the days that I get to talk to Jesus before, and I'm communicating with him, I'm in relationship with him. Those are the times where I see myself being more patient, more kind. And so actually through this relationship with Jesus, what he was telling me just now was, actually, Dorothy, when I look at you and you talk back to me, I want to pour out gifts. That is my desire. I always want to just give right back to you. And so a gift that the Lord has really placed on my heart is just a pure of heart this week. That actually what he's been giving me is just, Dorothy, take a step back and see the goodness that is underneath all those situations, all of those conversations that I've been in. What is the good in the conversation you had yesterday? What is the good in the conversation that you maybe had with your parents or your children? What good have I given you in return for what you've said yes to through that conversation? Continue to reflect on this week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come, and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.